Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Nemec. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finney moves to third. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puccinelli moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puccinelli scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wurstler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 0 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss scores. Finney moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. Finney moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Two outs. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0 for 1 in the game. Nemec hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Nemec moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moss settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moss. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puccinelli strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gosselin scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Malho pinch hits for Buck Ross. Emil Malho is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malho hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Moses reaches second base with a double. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nemec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nemec hits a line drive into right field. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Higgins scores. Nemec moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss bunts towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Nemec scores. Moss moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen strikes out. One out. G. Walker pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Worstler hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Moses bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Worstler moves to second. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wurstler moves to third. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Wurstler scores. Puccinelli moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is walked intentionally. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Nemec takes first base on ball 4. Puccinelli scores. Higgins moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Higgins scores. Johnson moves to third. Nemec moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards second base. Gehringer makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nemec scores. Moss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Burns moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 4 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Burns scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 11-7, Athletics. JoJo White pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.